Hello, Awe Islanders. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a female or male narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the warm, cozy sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dragon Bubbles. The curious dragon peered out from the cozy cave and watched as the sun settled down to rest for the night. The hum from the sparkling train faded into the distance, and the dragon wondered whether there were any other lands to explore. Knowing that the only way to find out was to explore, the dragon stepped outside the cave, stretched its wings wide, and then lifted off the ground. Hovering above the forest, the dragon looked for the train's tracks and then followed them once again. Warm air surrounded the dragon above the beachland, and then slowly the air began to cool. The dragon smiled, thinking of Bo the beluga whale and Princely the penguin, as the land turned white, covered in snow. The dragon followed along the tracks until the white snow melted away and the land changed to green and brown. This land was interesting. There were trees, very different from the ones in the enchanted forest, clumping together in spots, as well as wide open fields. The dragon carefully landed next to the peaceful pool of water and admired this magnificent new land. Then the dragon heard something. It sounded a little like air bubbling up to the surface of a spring. Bloop, bloop, bloop. So the interested dragon turned to look at the pool. Sure enough, there were bubbles popping on the surface. The dragon looked a little closer and noticed there were two eyes and two ears right behind the bubbles. The cautious dragon backed up as something began to rise out of the pool. "Hi, I'm Henrietta," the hippopotamus said with a gigantic smile. The relieved dragon relaxed and nodded a hello to the little hippo. Feeling curious about the bubbles, the dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And the fire danced about until it revealed a question mark, followed by the image of bubbles popping on the surface of the pond. "Oh," Henrietta said with a wide grin, "you want to know how I made the bubbles?" "Like this." The little hippo took a deep dragon breath in, dunked her nose in the water, and blew the air out through her nose. Big bubbles floated up to the surface of the pool, followed by smaller and smaller bubbles. She lifted her snout back out and smiled at the dragon. The dragon laughed and waded into the pool. With a deep dragon breath in, the playful dragon dipped its snout into the calm water and blew the air out, just like Henrietta. Big bubbles floated up to the surface of the water, followed by smaller and smaller bubbles. The dragon pulled its snout out of the pool and smiled. Then both the little hippo and the dragon took a deep dragon breath in, stuck their noses in the water, and blew air out. The pool filled with bubbles. Suddenly, water completely jumped up and over Henrietta and the surprised dragon. The little hippo knew immediately who it was and said, "Hi, Oliver. This is the dragon." The little elephant lifted his trunk out of the water and waved hello to the dragon. The dragon smiled and waved back. All three blew some more bubbles together. This time, when Oliver placed his trunk in the water, he blew softly. The pool churned with bubbles, tickling the bellies of the new friends. As they pulled their noses out of the water, the hippo, dragon, and elephant laughed and laughed. Then Henrietta opened her mouth wide in a huge yawn. The dragon had never seen anything like it. Watching the hippo's yawn affected both the elephant and the dragon, and soon all three realized it was time to go to bed. The dragon waved goodbye and left to find the sparkling train for a ride home. Just in time for the starlight ride, the dragon climbed aboard and rode home to the enchanted forest. The dragon waved goodbye to the friendly train and trudged home. Reaching the cozy cave, the sleepy dragon crept back to the soft bed of moss. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. Thankful for the new adventure, the little dragon was happy to make some more friends. The dragon was very grateful to be part of such an enchanted world. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed, taking a deep breath in and out. The dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of blowing bubbles with new friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.